There are lots of Jagannath temples in Tamil Nadu, where we are staying at Supriya Mataji's place. There's also Jagannath bodies. Here are also Jagannath. Lots of Jagannath. Yeah. In Dubai, streets are quite wide. No overhead. For holding Rath Yatra, these streets are pretty ideal. In India, the roads are narrow and there are overhead wires all over. Devotees have to, you have seen them, how they would be. So when that day would be coming, when we will have a grand Rath Yatra, right here on the
Haribol.
I think one day that will realize. Maybe within our lifetime, soon after 50 years or 100 to 100 years. Sounds a difficult and even impossibility. But then I was thinking of having Jagannath temple indoor, and maybe 15, 20 years ago, if we were to hear that in 2008, there will be a country called Damodar Desh. There will be hundreds and hundreds of devotees, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and hundreds of homes, deities of Jagannath and Gaudipai. Who could have believed such thing? Forget it. Not possible. In Dubai, in Middle East, there's something that we thought that was couldn't happen, not possible. Here it goes. Here we are seeing that dream coming true, or impossibility becoming possible. So likewise, just 40, 50 years ago, the whole world, or well, India or Bengal, they were wondering, when is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction going to come true? Is it going to come true? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, Prithavite ache jato nagaradi kam sarvatra prachar hoive namanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who predicted the Prithvi, what is Prithvi? Whole planet. Prithavite ache jato. As many nagars and grams, towns and villages are there on this planet. In those many villages, in those many towns, my name would be chanted. This was prediction. So, just 50 years ago, devotees were wondering, is this ever going to happen? Or that Prithvi that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu referred to, is that just India, or is that just Bengal or Orissa? Just Radhakund, or just maybe Manipur, where some chanting of the holy name was going on. But then, in 1965, Srila Prabhupada took that journey. It took him over 30 days, he traveled by boat, Jaladut. Devadut was traveling by Jaladut. Beautiful name for that boat, Jaladut. Dut is messenger. So there was a messenger traveling on that boat. Devadut. Chaitanya Dut. He could only travel by cargo ship that time. Now we want to go to the west, travel to the west. We do not consider that as an option. We just buy and we land. We cross the oceans, one ocean or seven oceans, and we land. Srila Prabhupada had to undertake that kind of journey. And then he landed in New York. From the boat he just climbed down. And there was no one to receive him. Srila Prabhupada writes in his Jaladut diary, there's a diary, Prabhupada's diary called Jaladut diary. that he did not know where to turn right or left once he was in New York, off the boat or down the stairs. There was no one to receive. There was no hotel booking and no one to pick him up. So we say he was by himself. We also say he was penniless. Well, he had only $5, rupees worth, or rupees 40 only. And Prabhupada started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. He did not have a microphone. He did not have anybody to play drum for him. He would be literally on the footpath and chanting only passers by, the people on the footpath. Of course, Americans, they would listen. And of course, very much get attracted. There was a magnetic something. Magnetic was get them. They had to stop. The holy name was Lord himself and stopping them. And of course, the personality, kind of Prabhupada, the way he had dressed, that was also very much different from American national dress. So they were stopping and hearing, and Prabhupada would speak. And sometimes people would ask, Prabhupada would show, this is Krishna, this is God, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And people would, oh, if this is God, what is that girl doing there? So much ignorance. The world is full of ignorance, America full of ignorance. Americans stand there and no clue that if this is Krishna, then next to him has to be who?
Srimati Radharani.
Srimati Radharani, not only Radharani, but Srimati Radharani. And if that is Ram, then next to him, if that is Narayan, then that is Sri Lakshmi Devi. This is such a common knowledge. And children know this. Babies in India know this. But even that much was not known to those ignorant Americans. So those were the good old days, inaugural days. Under those circumstances, Srila Prabhupada inaugurated his Hare Krishna movement. And then soon, then he would be sometimes sitting on the in the park on the bench. One day someone sitting next to him and some dialogue begins, and Srila Prabhupada is by himself, but he's talking of the temples around the world and Krishna consciousness around the world. And he explains to that gentleman that he was talking to that only time is separating. Nothing was in place. It was International Society for Krishna Consciousness was limited just to him. Just there was one person, founder. And it was not even registered by the time Prabhupada was talking, making those statements. So that was 65, this is to the 42, 43 years ago. Only 43 years, that's not a long time. And then some Krishna consciousness movement, well, the Hare Krishna movement was founded in New York, and Srila Prabhupada had invitation to go to San Francisco, and Srila Prabhupada took flight, and then he was landing in San Francisco. He looks through the window of the aircraft, at which airline, and to him all those buildings, tall skyscrapers, they look like a matchbox, one on the top of the other, Prabhupada describes. And that was the first flight Prabhupada ever took in his life. He was 70 years old, and New York to San Francisco in 1965, at the age of 70, that was the first time Prabhupada had flown, taken a flight. Already some followers, he had some followers, and they had invited him to come to San Francisco and hold a festival. Maybe some big names from the hippie era. San Francisco was the capital of hippies. You know what hippies. And some of the leaders of the hippie kingdom. they were attracted to Prabhupada and his singing, and there was going to be some function. So during that visit, and as Prabhupada stayed in San Francisco, Jagannath Rath Yatra festival was held. That we are talking of. Jagannath Rath Yatra in Dubai. The first ever Rath Yatra in the Western world took place, and that was in San Francisco in 1966. And there were 10,000 Americans attended that Rath Yatra in a Golden Gate Park, a famous park called Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. When I heard those numbers, I was thinking maybe just little PR, someone is just making numbers. But very recently I saw the footage, Yadubara Prabhu, Yadubara, is the best right name. Yadubara, they say Yadubara, Yadubara, Prabhupada's disciple. So he has made all those movies have been put together, all the footage is available now, ITV or ISKCON Cinema. You have seen? I don't know whether you have seen. But I saw the footage and I was amazed. I had been hearing, but then seeing is believing. And when I saw the crowds, I was amazed to see the number of Americans attending that. 1966, Rath Yatra. It was so successful that and Prabhupada was so much pleased. You could imagine the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada at the successful completion of Jagannath Rath Yatra in San Francisco. There was not even regular Rath chariot, just a flat bed truck for that. And the deities were made by one of his followers called Shamsundar, and Malati is his wife, and they had a daughter called Saraswati. And Prabhupada asked him to make the deities. Oh, how should they look like, Prabhupada? And Prabhupada gave them small doll-sized deities. Where did Prabhupada find those deities? In fact, the Malati, wife of the Shamsundar Prabhu, as she was doing her shopping in one of the hyper bazaars. I just read today, hyper bazaar. I have been reading about super bazaar, but today I read hyper bazaar. So one of those hyper or super duper bazaar that Malati was doing shopping one day, and she found a little strange looking doll, and along with her shopping she also brought that doll back home, or back to the small Hare Krishna center, and Srila Prabhupada found it. Malati's daughter Saraswati was playing with it, and when Prabhupada saw that strange looking doll, which for him the doll was not strange at all, and he immediately, bring that here, and where did you find it, inquired from Malati, and she gave the whole explanation. Prabhupada said, go back, if you look just around where you found this deity, this doll, there should be two more. Similar kind of strange looking. And then Malati ran back to the store and was surprised to find two more of those dolls. And she returned, and now there were three of them. And Srila Prabhupada placed them on the desk in front of him. And Prabhupada was mood, and he was in prayerful mood as he was looking at these dolls with devotion, and everyone was surprised and was wondering what is so special about these dolls, strange looking dolls. And then Sri Prabhupada, for the first time, he explained, "Oh Jagannath, Jagannath Balabhadra Subhadra ki." Explained about Jagannath Puri and Jagannath Balabhadra Subhadra deities. And so when Shyam Sundar had to make deities, Prabhupada said, "You make deities looking just like this." He gave that as a model. Model the deities after these Jagannath, small Jagannath Balabhadra Subhadra. And then that Rath Yatra was held, and big turnout. And Srila Prabhupada said, "Oh, we will, San Francisco will be known as New Jagannath Puri." He named that town, as this town or this little state has been named Damodar by our Jayapadaka Maharaj. So Srila Prabhupada, this city will be New Jagannath Puri. And then Grand Rath Yatra festival had become talk of the town. And then the mayor of the town, he declared on the Rath Yatra day, now they are holding Rath Yatras every year, year after year after year. So the mayor of the town, San Francisco, he declared that Rath Yatra, the day Hare Krishnas would hold Rath Yatra, that as Jagannath Rath Yatra day. He made that as a big declaration that whenever there's a Rath Yatra, that is Rath Yatra day of San Francisco. So those deities are there in San Francisco, the tall deities. I think they're not the original, but the deities which they are worshipping now. So, till September of 1965, the chanting of the holy name was happening mostly, maybe few people somewhere in the Western world. Probably they chanted, hidingly they chanted. Or they worshipped their lords. Also hidingly or in a closet, closets they worship. But soon the Hare Krishna chanting was happening on the streets of major cities of America. And people were taking note, and then soon of course it spread over to European countries and to South Africa, African countries, and East Africa also. Canada and Prabhupada went to Japan side and finally returned to India also. That's where we met him in 71 when Prabhupada had, he saw the Western world and he conquered the Western, When he saw, he conquered. What? Who was that? How do they say that? Who was that?
Alexander.
And then he was also losing all those. He was not good at maintenance. That's how he's known for conquering and losing his kingdoms. So Prabhupada was going, seeing, and conquering those countries. And he established, it was predicted when he took birth, which is a baby, it was predicted this child is not an ordinary one. He will establish 108 temples. So Prabhupada did that. More than 108 temples he established within his lifetime. And he made Hare Krishna movement a popular. Hare Krishna people. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. In Tokyo, Hare Krishna. San Francisco, Hare Krishna. London, Hare Krishna. Everywhere. The chanting and dancing parties everywhere. within very short span. So as we were making that point earlier, the world was wondering, is this holy name going to spread all over the planet, all over the world, or is this going to remain limited to Bengal, limited to Orissa, Radhakund, or Manipur, just a few of those places in India. I'm wondering. And then Srila Prabhupada empowered Acharya, Senapati Bhakta, we call it, Senapati Bhakta, chief in commander of the Sankirtan army. We went to New York. Why New York? Because that was a capital, that is a capital of the age of Kali, is New York. Capital. If there's a kingdom, Maya's kingdom, Kali's kingdom, and its capital, America in general, New York in particular, devotees talk this kind of language. So that commander-in-chief, he headed for that capital. He wanted to conquer the capital. He goes there and there has to be some weapons. So what weapons? The Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
Explosions. The Harinam was exploding on the streets of New York, or in the hearts of people, Americans. Explosion. As a result, all the ignorance was getting destroyed, smashed. And then Prabhupada came up also with the bullets. What are the bullets?
Gulabjams.
All this, the language of the army, he's the commander-in-chief, and then also the books are time bombs. His Prabhupada's books are time bombs. It may take a little time, but certainly they will explode and revolutionize. Revolution in consciousness, devotees also. So these terms, Prabhupada also used this term, revolution in consciousness. So this revolution, French revolution, and this revolution, and that revolution. Russians had their revolution in 1918, I think they got into that. Lasted for some 80 years only, and then collapsed. And then Prabhupada came up with the revolution. Revolution, dissolution, no solution. He would put no solution. Revolution, no solution. Prabhupada came up with a solution. Came with a solution also by revolutionizing consciousness. He wanted a change. Change of heart. Change of consciousness. You change something, change just one thing in person's life, and then everything else changes. What is that you would like to change? Change that person, just change one thing and everything else changes. What is that you would like? It's consciousness. You change the consciousness and then everything else, all the external features also, the form will change. So from substance to the form, substantial change. At the root level, changing at the root level. Thinking, thought level, consciousness level, soul level, going deeper. And then when Prabhupada had temples opened, then he had temple commanders also, like that. Had bullets and bombs and temple commanders and revolution. Srila Prabhupada did go to Iran at least once, maybe more than once. So that was... Is that a Middle East? He came that close. Prabhupada came. He was heading towards. And then one of his disciples, he translated Bhagavad Gita in Arabic language. Ravanari? My part brother. He was translated Arabic language. And in Iran, devotees would preach from Bhagavad Gita. they would begin their discourse saying, Allaha uvacha. Oh, that sounds familiar. That's nice. Don't get some perception from receptivity. Allah Uvacha. Yeah, so nothing wrong. Bhagavan, Aishwaryasya Samakrasya, Viryasya Yasha Shastriya, Jnana Vairagya Shaiva. Bhagavan is Shad Aishwarya Purna, full of six opulences. And one of the six opulences is his strength, his greatness. So Allah means God is great. God is great. Who could deny it? And if you want to say God is great in just one word, one name, Allah. Allah is that name. God is great. So that's fine. So prior to 1965, the world was wondering, when is the holy name going to spread all over the world? And then it was spreading all over the world, but had not reached the Middle East. These countries, and devotees were coming through. While coming from Europe, sometimes devotees, they would drive from London to Mayapur, to Vrindavan. They would come for the festivals and they would drive through these Middle East countries. And Tribhuvana Prabhu, my God brother, those days, Prabhupada's time, only God brothers. And God sisters, we had Dimona Prabhu, I remember, was one of those very daring souls. He had passed through Middle East countries, and there were some photographs of him and a few other devotees, and mosques behind, and some war and some explosions and bombs, and they were risking their lives. But it took some time, but finally Krishna consciousness is here in this part of the world, taking deeper roots. And if it has reached your hearts, and if it is deeply rooted in your hearts, then it cannot be uprooted. If it is just something external, at tilak level, Nake tilak galai mala, Nake tilak galai mala. And then ultimately you are kalib chela. You are just a people. This is very cheap. These symptoms, these external features, of course they have a deeper meaning, and they're part of Krishna consciousness, but sometimes they are just there. And nothing within, nothing deeper. But that's not the case here. You are all have taken to Krishna consciousness pretty seriously. Your homes are temples. Ghar ek mandir hai. Har ek ghar mandir hai. We used to hear dil ek mandir hai. But now ghar ek mandir hai. So we are very pleased that we have taken to Krishna consciousness seriously and practicing it. Some people in India say, I'm pretty regular to going to the temple. I'm regular. Every Janmashtami. And then Ram Navami also. Every Ram Navami. Pretty regular. That's also regular, right? Once a year, that's regular. So, but you are more regular than ever before. Or while you're in India, probably you're not that regular. Now, not only you go once a week to the main satsang program, there are so many weekly home programs, and then, of course, your home every day. You're attending to the Lord and making offerings and your obeisances and chanting and hearing. You know how much regular it has to be? Shastras say, anukshan. Kshan, you understand? Kshan. Moment. And the next moment also. Kshan and anukshan. Anu means to follow. One kshan, anukshan. Then next kshan. The next, and the next, and the next. Abhikshnashah. Kunti Maharaj. Abhikshnashah. Shranvanti, Gayanti, Grananti, Abhikshnashah, means Nirantar, all the time. Satatam, Satatam. The way the word sounds, Satatam. There's no space in this word, Satatam. Satatam is constant, Satatya, Satatam. I think English word does not sound like that. Constantly is not Satatam. See the difference? Satatam. Tesham satata yuktana. In the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord. Tesham satata yuktana. Bhajatam priti purvakam. Those who worship me, serve me, satatam. So once a year, that is also regular. But every moment is also being regular. Right? Once a week is also regular. Once a day is also regular.
Regular Maharaj.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then every moment. So carry on practicing and spreading, practicing, preserving, propagating Krishna consciousness. This is the best gift that you could give it to anybody. Of course you could. Charity begins at home. You could give it to the family members and give it to your neighbors and give it to others. So there were times that Indians would go away from India to the West. Also maybe to get away from God. To get away from God. But then God has caught up with them. They went to the West, but God has followed. Our Srila Prabhupada came with the God. And many wise Indians have accepted God, not just any God, from their 33 crores gods. But now you also know who is God and who is Supreme Personality of Godhead also. That discrimination, that understanding was not there before. Now, Srila Prabhupada, pure devotee, on behalf of Krishna and previous acharyas, he is making very, very clear, crystal clear, in his books, who is God. I'm not God, you are not God. And there's also trouble like that, people. I could make you God, people. You just had to get mantra, I'll give you mantra. They sell mantras, and some fools buy mantras, thinking that they would end up becoming God. So many misleading statements and confusion, misunderstanding, speculation, impersonalism, and lots of that. But Srila Prabhupada made it very, very clear, and that he made it available, and it is available here now. So as a result, now you have best of the both worlds. You have some opulence of the West, and your culture and religion of the East. So, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna
Krishna.
Hare Rama.
And take Krishna Prasad. Yeah, Bhagavad Gita also?
Yes.
As it is? So, but do not keep it as it is. I have Bhagavad Gita. No, I kept it as it is. So don't do that. Take it out. Read. Okay, I can go to the meeting a few more times in the next few days if you have time. I was just up here getting late. We started late. So thank you for inviting us and this opportunity. And big numbers present, house full. All right. Okay. Hare Krishna.